There are other people who had grudges against the man. Have you questioned Mr. Trujillo, the neighbor with the lawsuit against Anderson?
Mm-mm, haven't had time. Padilla has me on another case that just came up this morning. He's pushing hard to close the whole Anderson Cantone file and get on to other things.
But,
she pointed to the bag, I'll try. The first step would be to tie this to the victim. If I can get Padilla to agree, I'll have it tested against the toxin the labs found in Cantone. See if that tox level was high enough to be fatal. Don't count on getting a conclusive answer, though. Things like this really deteriorate with time, but we can see what happens and take it from there. He gave her a quick kiss. I gotta get back on the job. She walked him out to the cruiser. Thanks for what you're doing for Kelly. This job it's a big favor.
Hey, it's a bigger favor to me. I hope she likes being with Mama. I was really getting to my wit's end about a solution to the problem. I'm glad Kelly's willing to do it.
She watched him drive away, then rummaged in the garage for a for sale sign that she'd used years ago, filled in the phone number and a couple of details about the truck, and taped it to the window. She would miss the Silverado's capacity for stuff that she had to haul away from the properties she tended, but it was time for a change. The day had warmed up considerably, as usually happened this time of year, and Sam suddenly realized she was way too hot in her sweats. She showered and looked for something else to put on. The handiest thing was a pair of slacks and a blouse she'd worn yesterday. As she pulled the pants on, something crinkled in the pocket. The envelope she'd taken from Bart Killington's house.